Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Think System restack in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school DNB pressure, the kind of bass that feels alive, nasty, and controlled at the same time. And that system word matters. We are not making one giant bass patch and hoping it behaves. We are building a few layers, each with a job. One layer for sub, one for movement and body, one for grit and translation, and maybe one extra texture layer if the track needs more attitude. That's how you get a bass that can survive a busy break, stay readable in mono, and still hit hard when the drop lands. Before you touch any synth, think like a mixer. Ask yourself where this bass is living relative to the kick and the break. If the break is dense, the reese should leave more room in the midrange. If the drums are sparse, the bass can take a little more space. That's the first advanced move. Build from the mix outward, not from the synth inward. Let's start with the sub. Predate a MIDI track and load operator. For the sub, keep it simple. Use a sine wave, turn off the extra oscillators, and keep the envelope tight and clean. Fast attack, short release, no drama. This layer should be boring on its own. That's a good thing. The sub's job is to anchor the fundamental and stay locked in the center of the stereo field. After operator, drop in utility and set the width to 0%. That keeps the sub mono, which is huge in drum and bass. Fast drums already crowd the low end, so if the sub wanders around in stereo, the whole groove gets blurry. Keep it centered, keep it solid, and if the note hits feel uneven, flatten the MIDI velocities or clean them up, so the sub doesn't feel like it's wobbling emotionally. Now for the main reese layer. Duplicate that track or make a second instrument track and load Waveatable or Drift. Waveatable gives you very precise control. Drift gives you a slightly more organic analog drift vibe. Either one works, so choose based on the flavor you want. Start with saw-based oscillators. Detune them lightly. We're not going for huge euphoric super saw business here. Old school jungle reese is more about tension than width. Think small detune, subtle instability, a little phase weirdness, and a filter that can open up over time. If you're in Waveatable, add a tiny bit of LFO movement to the Waveatable position or filter. If you're in drift, lean into the analog drift and keep the movement modest. The goal is a bass that feels like it's breathing, not wobbling like a modern EDM bass patch. A good rule here is this: if it sounds huge in solo but falls apart in the track, it's probably overdone. In jungle, the reese has to leave space for the break. The drums are the star of the movement, too. Next comes the grit layer, and this is where a lot of the translation happens. Duplicate the reese again, or build a separate layer that's high-passed and processed more aggressively. Put EQ 8 first, and cut everything below roughly 180 to 300 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Then add saturator or roar and bring in some drive until the harmonics speak clearly. Then back off just a bit. You want bite, not fuzz soup. This layer is your speaker translator. On small speakers, earbuds, laptops, or car systems, the sub may not carry the whole identity. The harmonics around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz can make the bass feel present even when the low end is limited. That's a very important DNB trick. Don't just make the bass louder, make it more readable. If you want a little more movement, add auto filter with slow automation or subtle envelope motion. Keep it controlled. The best old school reese sounds slightly unstable, but still deliberate. Now let's talk about motion. Advanced reese design is controlled instability, not random chaos. You want the sound to evolve across a phrase, and Ableton Live 12 makes this easy with macros, automation, and rack control. Group your layers into an instrument rack so you can manage the whole system from a few macro knobs. A strong macro setup would be something like this: one macro for filter opening, one for drive, one for width on the upper layers, and one for tone or brightness. Then automate those across a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. A classic move is to keep bar 1 darker and bar 2 slightly more open. That gives you forward motion without changing the whole sound. In old school jungle, even a tiny increase in cutoff on the 2nd bar can feel like the bass is leaning into the drop. It creates tension in a very musical way. Now, keep your layers disciplined. The sub stays mono and dry. The reese layer can be a little wider, but don't overdo it. The grit layer can be wider still if it helps the track, but only in the upper frequencies. Never widen the real foundation. That's a great way to make the bass sound impressive in solo and weak in the mix. Once the stack feels good, route everything to a bass bus. On that bus, keep the processing light. Maybe a small EQ correction to tame boxiness in the 200 to 500 Hz area. Maybe a little glue compressor if the layers are inconsistent, but just a dB or two of gain reduction. Maybe a touch of saturator or drum bus for glue, not for obvious distortion. The idea is to make the stack feel like one instrument without flattening the groove. And here's one of the biggest coach notes. Gain stage each layer before you stack them. A great DNB bass patch often sounds smaller than you expect in solo because each piece is intentionally modest. Leave headroom in the rack so the bus processing can do its job, without panic. Now we get into the most jungle part of the process, resampling. This is not optional if you want that authentic sample-based feel. Set up an audio track, record the bass bus for 8 to 16 bars, and automate the filter and drive while it records. Capture a few states of the sound, then consolidate the best bits, slice them, reverse them, and use them as arrangement material. That changes everything. Instead of treating the bass as a fixed synth patch, you now have audio phrases that can be chopped like a sample. You can make a turnaround, a pickup, a fill, a rewind-style reverse note, or a pre-drop tension loop. That's very old school. It makes the track feel like it has lived in the mix already, instead of sounding like a clean preset dropped on top. Now let's write the bass line itself. Do not write against the break. Write around it. If the break is busy, keep the bass notes short and deliberate. Let the snare and ghost notes breathe. If the drums open up, then stretch the note length and let the detune and filter motion speak a little more. In jungle, note length is often as important as note choice. A short note can sound punchy and percussive. A longer note lets the reese bloom and growl. A strong pattern might be two or three notes in a bar, leaving gaps for the break. Then in the second half of the phrase, add a pickup or a held note into a snare roll. You can also split your idea into a main groove clip and a fill clip, so arrangement becomes easier and more intentional. Now let's clean up the mix side. Check mono often. Collapse the mix and listen. If the bass disappears or gets hollow, something in the mid layer or grit layer is too wide or facey. Treat phase as part of the sound, but keep the instability above the sub-region. That's where the classic Reese life lives. If the sound gets too harsh, use EQ8 to tame narrow peaks in the 1.5 to 4 kHz zone. If it gets boxy, trim some low mids. If it feels weak on small speakers, don't just turn up the sub. Add controlled harmonics in the upper midrange. Also, check the sound at different playback levels. If it only feels heavy when it's loud, it might be too dependent on sub and low mid haze. You want the character to be readable at medium volume too. For arrangement, think in states. Intro, keep it filtered and restrained, maybe just a hint of texture. Drop A, the full system comes in. Mid-drop variation. Open the grit or add a bit more drive. Twitch up. Drop the sub for a beat or a bar, then slam it back in. Outro, strip away the upper layer and leave a clean tail or a simpler sub. That one bar bass mute before a return is a killer jungle move. The negative space makes the next hit feel massive without needing extra volume. Very DJ aware, very effective. And if you really want to go deeper, build multiple versions of the same system. One clean and restrained, one brighter and dirtier, one darker and narrower for breakdowns, and one resample chopped version with a reverse pickup. If all versions share the same root pattern and keep the sub mono, you can swap them through the arrangement without the track feeling like a changed identity. That's advanced, but it's exactly how you keep a tune moving while staying coherent. So the big takeaway is this. Think system, not preset. Build the bass as a layered network. Keep the sub locked. Make the Reese layer move through detune, filter, and subtle instability. Use a grit layer to translate on smaller systems. Resample the result and turn it into arrangement material. Then write around the break, so the drums and bass work together like a proper jungle conversation. That's the sound. Tight in mono, rude in stereo, and alive across the drop. Now go build the stack, print a few versions, and let the break do some of the talking.